Broken windows and empty hallways, a pale dead moon in a sky streaked with gray. Human kindness is overflowing, and I think it's gonna rain. Kick it down the street. That's the way to treat a friend. Ooh. Bright before
numbers 16 and 15 on the Earshot 20 this week, we bring you an artist that Abbotsfordians and members of the Fraser Valley music community had the pleasure of seeing perform last year at our summer free music festival, Jam and Jubilee. CIVL is a big partner. And we brought Iskwe to headline one of the nights of our four-day festival. She's from Winnipeg. Her band is excellent. She also played the Harrison Folk Music Festival right here in the Fraser Valley. So one of the few times that you'll get an artist that's going to show up on the upper half of the Earshot charts, playing a couple times over the course of a short period in Abbotsford and in the Fraser Valley overall. It's pretty exciting for us, and a really interesting artist, a really interesting project that she's put together. After that, Aaron is going to be an artist you told us last week about how much you're a fan of, and I maybe embarrassed myself a little bit in all ways at number 15, down from 6. Aaron, you're familiar with Iskwe, though.
Yeah, I just wanted to comment or maybe ask you what you think about this, but like, this is a re-entry for this album, and yeah. I'm wondering if it's a re-entry because she just got a Juno Award nomination for the 2018 Juno Awards in March. As the Indigenous Album of the Year.
Well, the interesting thing is The Unforgotten, featuring Tanya Tagaq, just is being released this week. So on February 28th, that song comes out. I think it was out online February 16th. And February... Oh, yeah, no, that's the official release of the record. So not this week, but just a couple weeks back. So, I mean, to me, that's probably just as much a factor. Yeah, anytime an artist like Iskwe, somebody who is still in the burgeoning underground, in Canada, regardless of how much support they have institutionally for their project. When they released an album, that's why you're going to see it showing up on the charts here and all different stations, right? We have different standards of how long we'll consider an album new. What do you guys do at CHUO?
New release is 3 months.
3 months. Yeah, I think CITR in Vancouver, last I talked to former music director Sarah Cordingley about it, that was around what they did, 2-3 months. See, y'all, I'm happy to take a 6 or 8 month old record. We don't get everything as consistently as, let's say, a Vancouver or a Calgary station might, to say nothing of how you guys process your music in Ottawa. But to me, you know, an album may be new in the last 6 months and we won't have got it into our studio until a few weeks ago. So we keep a way wider berth. So stations like us, maybe there aren't too many who have that wide a timeline that will accept new music, but I think we're kind of a wild card in terms of making contributions to the Earshot charts because we have such a longer timeline we'll consider them. So that's also something that an older Iskwe record may benefit from. In this case, I mean, that record has been charting since November of 2017, pretty consistently at that point, almost every week. And it's a re-entry into the top 50, but it hasn't gone uncharted at all for since November. And last week it wasn't in the top 50, but it only got played. It got played twice in Winnipeg and also in Guelph as well.
Yeah, I feel like I need to add a little caveat that if music is considered new for us once we get it from 3 months.
I mean, hey, I'm not trying to say we're the more accessible station for new music. Is that what it sounded like, Aaron?
No.
You heard it here first. CHUO decrees that CIVL is more accessible for new music than the flagship Ottawa campus radio station. I don't know. Flagship, Carleton, CHUO. Is there a battle, Aaron?
No, we're sister stations. And that totally got derailed. I was trying to prod out some conversation about a Juno Award and like music contest.
Isn't it great that Iskwe is nominated for a Juno Award, though? It's politically conscious music. Obviously, there's an undertone. Last week we played Buffy St. Marie with Tanya Tagaq. Today we'll play Iskwe and her song with Tanya Tagaq, although it's a different release than the one that is actually charting. The Fight Within does not include this single that is now out. But what were your thoughts about the Juno itself?
I find awards are just fascinating to me. They're always unfair. It's such a funny thing that we do to our art, particularly, is put it up to the audience.
Why unfair?
Well, maybe unfair is too harsh, but it's subjective, right? There's people judging art.
You like perhaps Mike Atkinson from CJSW, critical of CIVL CRFC funded Fraser Valley Music Awards?
I think they serve a purpose. I didn't mean to go on that.
I didn't take it as you were, but just as a philosophical point.
Yes. But did you award a financial prize?
There were a variety of different prizes.
But there's an actual prize as opposed to the artist who wins doesn't have to pay for their award and then take it home.
Who has to pay for
their... That is with some other awards.
What? Explain this.
Junos.
What do you mean the artist has to pay for their award?
Yep. You pay for your award, the physical award, and then if you want additional awards for your band members or co-creators, you pay for each additional physical award.
Can you tell the Fraser Valley Music Award winners that? Because some of them wanted more awards, and I didn't know what to say about it. How do you know this?
I am very fascinated by awards.
But you hate them.
I like to understand things that I don't feel good about.
Okay, fair enough. But wow, that's interesting. They pay for each individual award. Like we're talking $7,000, $600 awards?
I don't think they charge them the full price. I'm not exactly sure. I think it's like a couple hundred dollars.
Wow.
But I was surprised when I learned that as well.
How did you learn it? Do you mind if I interrogate you further on this issue?
From an award winner.
Oh, wow. Wow, that is interesting. We're going to check out this reissue to the charts. It's Iskwe, The Fight Within, the album that's listed there, but the new release featuring Tanya Tagaq is The Unforgotten on the Earshot 20. And then we'll hear some Always after that.